The former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has accused Rupert Murdoch of misleading the Leveson inquiry into media ethics over a disputed phone call between the two men. He also lashed out at the conduct of Mr. Murdoch's newspapers. It's the start of what's set to be a dramatic week with difficult questions for MPs from both sides of politics. From London, here's correspondent Lisa Miller.
Your full name, please.
James Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown concedes he's had some enforced time for reflection courtesy of the British voters. It's 2 years since he left Downing Street, but he's lost none of the anger over some of the headlines he endured. One in particular was The Sun's revelation in 2006 that the Browns' young son had cystic fibrosis, a diagnosis they hadn't yet shared with family. Rebecca Brooks was the editor of the paper at the time and last month told the Leveson Inquiry the information came from the father of another child with the same disorder.
I find it sad that even now in 2012, members of the News International staff are coming to this inquiry and maintaining this fiction. I think we cannot learn the lessons of what has happened with the media unless there is some honesty. I don't think any child's medical information, particularly at 4 months, has got any interest for the public.
Scottish health authorities have apologised to the Browns, saying it's likely that a staff member spoke out without authorisation. Despite the sense they'd been betrayed, Mrs. Brown stayed friends with Rebecca Brooks, even hosting a pyjama party at Chequers.
Sarah's is one of the most forgiving people I know, and I think she finds the good in everyone.
When Rupert Murdoch appeared before Leveson, he detailed a heated call he'd had with Mr. Brown when The Sun switched its political allegiance to the Tories. The then Prime Minister, he said, had threatened to go to war with News International before slamming down the phone. Mr. Brown says it never happened.
This did not happen.
He denied suggestions his relationship with Mr. Murdoch was too close, but he felt he understood him because of his Scottish background.
He probably would have had us at war with France and Germany. He would probably have had us as a 51st state of America. So the idea that I went along with Mr. Murdoch's views is quite ridiculous.
Conservative Chancellor George Osborne took the stand and revealed he remains friends with former News of the World editor and Downing Street spin doctor Andy Coulson, but he denied any deals had been done with the Murdochs as they sought to take over the satellite broadcaster BSkyB. The list of witnesses for this week goes to the very top of British power, with an entire day set aside for the Prime Minister. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.